Welcome to God's Laws for Business. Today, we're continuing on with the law of creating value. This is the third and final part of a three-part teaching, so we'll be reviewing some of the lessons from before. First of all, keep in mind that these laws are for helping someone start for the first time, but they're also very valuable for growing your business to the next level. And also very important if you have a failing business or a business that you're not happy with the level of success. It's probably because you're breaking one of the laws. Well, let's review. You as the entrepreneur have the responsibility to figure out how to add value to your product or service to make it stand out to your customers. Oh, so important, because you'll always have competition, and the customer must choose or vote between other people supplying the same thing or something similar to what you're supplying. You must be able to stand out. You must entice people to pull money out of their pocket and exchange that money for what you're trying to sell to them. In our last session, we heard a very interesting story about Samiri and how he was a refugee from a neighboring country, and he was stuck in the refugee camp with very little hope and very little opportunity to grow and do something different because of his situation. But he had an idea. He saw at the gate a man, Malus, who was delivering flats of eggs. Well, he demonstrated his ability to work hard, and he gained the ability to buy one flat of eggs. He added value to those eggs because he bartered with someone to be able to use the water to boil the eggs, and now he was selling not raw eggs, but hard-boiled eggs ready to eat. He used his money oh so wisely and bought salt and a salt shaker, and he gave a free dash of salt with each purchase. It's a great story. Well, let's go on today with more teaching. You might consider that all businesses fall in one of these two groups. Either they're selling a product or you're selling a service. That's the base for your business. Most businesses either do one or the other. But what if you thought differently? What if you made a way to combine the two? This would create added revenue and potentially added profit. If you had a service-based business, like cutting someone's hair or cleaning the house, think of ways that you might add complementary products to your service-based business. You might add something at the hair salon that would be like good-smelling cologne, or maybe selling some hand lotions for your hands. Now, other businesses are primarily product-based businesses. Maybe like a restaurant, selling food where people come into the restaurant and purchase the product, the meal. Now think of ways that you might add complementary services that would go with that product. You could arrange something with a Boda or motorcycle owner for a delivery. You could cook your meals and offer a delivery within a certain distance for a certain price. And the Boda driver would get the bulk of the money, but you could get part of that money and add revenue. Take Samir's story as an example. He could have boiled his eggs, sat down, and waited for customers to walk by, but instead he walked around the refugee camp delivering the boiled eggs to his customers. He added the service of delivery to his product. Be sure that you make a way that your customer could call ahead or text ahead or WhatsApp ahead and place their order in advance so that it could be picked up at the front door. The person could run in quickly and grab it without waiting. You see, society is moving in a much faster pace, and time is much more valuable than ever before. Now think about these things. How can you add a service to a product-based business or a product to a service-based business and increase revenue? Being honest and fair in everything you do, both big and small, would be very important for the success of your business. From a business standpoint, it establishes trust. A trust that your customers have in you, that you're going to do what you said and complete what you plan to do in a good and fair way. Trust is the foundation for all business. Strong trust transforms a single purchase into a repeat customer. You must have repeat customers all the time. People are buying something again and again and again. They're happy with it. You want them to come back to your business. A good scriptural reference comes from Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little also will be dishonest with much. Now, when we're adding value, it doesn't mean you have to add a lot of expense to your business. You can do some things with no extra cost at all. You can create additional value by improving the design or the display. For example, if two different people were each selling bananas on a table, would you buy from the table where it looked like the bananas were just tossed on the table? Or would you go to the table where the bananas were carefully displayed in an artistic tower or hanging in orderly rows? Or, for example, if you make an item like baked goods, add some designs in the icing or sprinkle the top with a tiny bit of sugar. Take pride in your business. Give your customer a little more than what they are expecting. Build your relationship with your customers with a greeting and a big smile. Get to know their name. That's not hard. Ask what their name is. Address them on a first name basis. Then ask about their family. What's interesting to them? What do they like to do? You're just being a friend. Then your business and your surroundings should be clean and neat and tidy. This holds true for you and your business all the time. People are judging what they see. Have you ever thought of treating your customers like they were your frail old grandma? Open the door for them or do something extra. Carry out the heavy things to their car. Be of help to them. Make them feel like they are the king or the queen. You could also add value by spending a very small amount of money and offer a small item, something like a free mint or a small candy, and acknowledge your children with kind words and support. Watch for any kind of problems that you see your customer might be encountering, and then make an effort to solve them. Be the first one to help them resolve something that's difficult for them. Well, let's hear one more story as we wrap up this teaching on the law of creating value. Coins were jingling in Octavian's pockets as he walked down the road. His mother had given him the exact amount of money needed to buy a jug of cooking oil and a few other supplies to make their family dinner. Not far from their house was a store on the corner where he could find everything he needed. Yet he walked right on by that store, going to a different store. What would push him to do that? He was choosing to not spend his free time playing with his friends, and instead, he walked an extra kilometer on the side of the road to purchase the same items he could have purchased just down on the corner. Then he would turn around and walk all the way back home, carrying a heavy load of groceries. One word held the power to motivate him to do that. That word was candy. He would walk 2 extra kilometers solely because the shop owner would give him a little piece of candy each time that he made his purchase. This was a win-win. Let me explain. For Octavian, he looked forward to the chance to have a piece of candy. Walking a couple extra kilometers was not a big deal for him, not when he got to enjoy a sweet treat the whole way home. Then the wise shopkeeper knew who would be making the purchases. Who had the power to decide where to shop? And this was the young boy named Octavian. Considering that, he would set aside pieces of damaged candy to give away each time the purchase was made. It was genius! Not only did the shopkeeper secure a repeat customer, but he turned him into a walking billboard. Octavian had a long walk home from the shop, and every friend he met along the way, they would ask him, "Where did you get the candy?" Octavian would tell them about the store, and he would brag about how good the candy tasted. On top of that, his mother was fine with him walking the extra distance because she knew that she would not have to be forceful and ask him again and again to do that chore of doing the shopping. He would be the volunteer, ready to go. It was a simple thing that produced a very large effect with everybody involved. Which business do you want to be? The one that watches customers walk past them? Or do you want to be the business that watches customers walk a long distance to get to your shop? Everyone has a unique situation, but the principle is the same for all. Adding value will increase sales, will increase trust, will increase customers coming again and again and referring others to your place of business. Look for small and inexpensive ways to show the customer that they are really, really appreciated. Serve them. Don't sell. Serve. Take care of your customers. You will turn customers into walking billboards for your business, going farther than you ever can without them. We've learned a lot today, but it's useless unless we put it into action. Here are some challenging questions for you. Think about them. Write down your answers so that you can take action to experiment to see what works best for you. First, what are three ways to add value to what you are selling that are product related? Remember, it doesn't need to cost you any money at all. It could be as simple as taking a little more time in your design or display your product to look nicer. Secondly, what are three ways to add value to what you are selling that are service related? Again, this does not need to cost money. It could be as simple as carrying the items that your customer purchased or going out of your way to open the door for them as they come in or out of the business. Lastly, ask someone in your IBB club, someone you trust, or even one of your customers what they think would add value to your product or service. They're willing to help you. We like to present group confessions that will help change the way you think. Listen to these words and then say them out loud so that you can start changing the way you think. My ultimate boss is God. I am made in His image. I have the ability to create excellent things with my mind. And I can work hard with my hands. God has given me unique skills and talents so that I can provide for myself and others. I am loved by God. I am special in His sight. And I will not waste the gifts that He has given me. Now, it's great to hear these lessons. You can listen and listen and listen, but unless you take action, you will not really see much change. We encourage you continually to join into small groups, you might call it a club, determined to help each other with these kind of questions. Do I have the right customers? Do I have the right quality? Do I create value with my product or service? See yourself as a small team of interested business people, not trying to do the same business, but learning to apply God's laws for business. You can do it. We know you can do it. Thanks for being a part of God's laws for business.